Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Jan.
And I'm Tyler.
And Tyler's hardcore today.
Hell yeah, brothers.
Brother. And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 8th of December. It's a Wednesday.
Merry Christmas.
Ah!
Early.
Yep. So, geez. I feel like it's been a long time since we've podcasted.
It's...
For you guys, it doesn't seem like anything, but for us, like... It's been
a couple of days.
It's been like a good 4 days.
Yeah.
Because we podcast on Friday. Yeah.
We did it Friday. Because this weekend was quite
hot. Oh, it's hot.
That could be hot. Your hot chocolate. It does seem steamy.
It's very steamy. I forgot how hot water can get.
Yes.
Really hot. Warm.
Oh, you like hot chocolate with water?
Well, no. But it's less calories. Oh. And I'm not less calories. I've allotted hot chocolate with water into my diet instead of hot chocolate with milk. Because it saves. Not saves, but... I only use like 70 calories instead of 180 calories.
Yeah,
so
it is less.
Exactly. I mean, and sometimes like if I work out hard, I'll use milk. So
I just taste wise, that is it. It's one of the few things that I won't use the lighter caloric version. Just because if I'm gonna have hot chocolate, I'm gonna have hot chocolate.
Got it. It's only I found. The ones with mini marshmallows, which I love, by the way. Mini marshmallows are great. They're a delicious treat.
Yeah.
Because you get, like, if you eat them before you put them in the hot water, they're kind of crunchy. And they are so
it's
good.
Like, it's the marshmallows that are in, like, Lucky Charms.
Yeah, exactly. Just like that. Like, if you eat the marshmallows before...
exactly what it is.
Yeah, before they you put milk in it. It's freaking awesome. Cool. How has your day been, Tyler? I haven't really seen you today.
Today was Tyler Appreciating Tyler Day.
Oh, wow.
And that sounds kind of self-masturbatory, but it isn't.
Uh-huh.
Basically...
Wait, how is... Never mind, I'm not going to ask that question.
Don't ask that question.
That just is going to go down
basically,
a bad, bad route.
I had no work of any kind today besides my working out with my workout partner and... Then I just did whatever I wanted all day, and it was great.
And most of that was what, UFC?
You playing UFC, video games, and I had a couple of things on the internet I needed to look up and research a little bit, but nothing
too bad. Cindy, that's code for porn?
No, it's not.
Just so
actually,
you know.
Actually, I had to look up...
we're talking about self-masturbatory, so...
Yeah, no, my girlfriend wanted to know what her caloric intake for the day should be, so I did some calculations on that. I'm going to go see the Christmas Carol this Friday afternoon, or this Friday evening, with my parents and a couple of their friends. And my mom wanted to know places to eat in the city that we live, and so I Googled that because even though I know Walnut Creek...
You gotta use Yelp. Yelp is
I really
great.
Didn't know Walnut Creek.
Wait, did you use Yelp? I like Yelp.
I didn't know.
Yelp is
great. Are we now sponsored by Yelp?
I hope we so soon be sponsored. But no, they have a... Okay, hold on. Yeah. I'm going to pull this up. What it is, it's I have the iPhone app for it. And it's so sweet. Because what you do... I think it only works for the newest iPhone. Because my parents and my brothers, they have the older version. So you look nearby, right? And you press this monocle button, right? And it brings up your camera on your iPhone.
I've seen this.
And you move the camera around. It'll show you where things are. In relation to you, you gotta download it. It's so badass. Like, I love it. Like, oh, in that direction we have Maurice's Simangia. Didn't know that.
That's delicious.
Or over, you know, it's such a, I don't know. And Yelp's a good database for restaurants.
I will go check it out.
So I highly recommend that. And if anyone from Yelp is listening,
you can sponsor us for an easy sum of, but email us and we'll talk to you.
Right.
At podcast@truefitnessacademy.com.
Yep.
Or tyler@truefitnessacademy.com.
Or keon@truefitnessacademy.com.
Those are the best ways to get to us.
Sweet. So today we are talking about, well, before we get into what we're talking about today, next week we're doing...
Next week!
We're doing case studies. So
what's a case study?
Well, case studies, we're going to take a specific example of a typical person. So someone who's trying to lose weight, someone who's trying to gain mass, etc., etc., a man, a female. and we're going to go through what we would normally do with them if they were our client.
Okay.
So if you think you have either an interesting case or a stereotypical case, let us know. Send us an email. We're still deciding on who we want to do for that. As far as specifics, we won't use your name. We'll just use your information. We'll make up funny things about you.
Yeah, I probably will harass you a little bit. Yeah. But it's all for the comedy of the show, not because right. I don't like you.
Yeah, he really doesn't like you, actually.
I
probably wouldn't.
Probably would enjoy not being in your company.
Well, let's move on from that death of a sentence.
That was a good one. If you rewind that, listen to it. That made sense.
Let's hear it again, Tyler.
Oh, I couldn't repeat that if I tried. But that was a good sentence.
All right, so today we're talking about busting through a plateau.
What is a plateau, Keon?
Plateau.
That sounds very geographical.
Right. That would be a tundra. No, I don't. The tundra's.
There are plateaus.
Yeah. Plateaus.
They're in Montana. I saw them.
A plateau is a leveling off.
Yes.
So, we're calling this the art of mixing it up. Because to bust through a plateau or a stillness in your gains, you have to mix things up.
Correct. I wasn't sure what the pause was for.
Well, I just wanted. Sometimes I just talk and talk. So I wanted to give you adequate pause to
bust in. I fully agree. It is all about mixing up. So often I feel that people will do the same workout every day.
Right.
Or will all they do is run.
Right.
Or all they do is swim. Or all they do is, you know, this.
I have a perfect example of this.
I had one too, but continue.
Suck it. So
mine was even current event-ish.
Me too.
Okay, go for it. Let's see whose is better.
I had a gentleman who...
Mine's better. Tiger Woods, who is the greatest golfer of all time, is the greatest golfer of all times because he incorporates weightlifting into his game and just doesn't play golf, as do most of the other golfers. All they do is play golf, where
right.
he thus then works out, and thus being a badass mother trucker who has a lot of female friends.
Yep, and female issues. Mine is an actual interaction I've had.
I've interacted with Tiger Woods, so have you.
True.
He's a friend of the show.
I mean, as far as like...
And is his... Soon to be
God,
attract-
shut your damn
His
mouth.
His very attractive, soon-to-be-divorced wife. Friend of the show as well.
Didn't he offer, like, $5 million to
no,
stay
yeah.
with him?
Yeah, something That's ridiculous. Awesome. I haven't kept up with his legal with her. I've just kept up with the number of girls. It's at 9 right now.
He's fooled around with 9
yeah.
women? Jeez. And his wife is hot, too.
More to come, I think.
His wife is so hot. Man.
The thing that's interesting is that all the girls, on a completely side note,
uh-huh.
majority of them are brunettes.
Interesting, and he married a really hot blonde.
Yeah.
Huh, go fig. So my case...
I'll shut up now. Continue.
There was a guy at my gym. He was a spinning instructor.
Okay.
And
do I know him?
No.
Okay.
You didn't meet him. But the thing is, he lost a crap ton of weight, like over 100 pounds, right?
Oh, okay.
But he still had about 100 pounds to lose. 100, okay. Anywhere from like 50 to 100 to lose, depending on how much muscle he put on. Didn't do any strength training. So he saw all his results, initial results, from bicycling,
okay.
from cycling. So he eventually got certified to teach cycling after he lost all his weight. But he still, I mean, his posture was that typical, like, rounded shoulders of an office desk person. Did no weight training whatsoever.
Okay.
And me and my buddy, you remember Jason, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Me, Jason, our buddy, another buddy, all were hounding him to start weight training. Because, I mean, one, he's going to have major spinal issues in the future. And then two, he's like, I just got to dial in my diet, blah, blah, blah. And his diet was good, but he didn't mix that up either. He just ate, I think his carbohydrate intake was below 50. Every day.
50%? 50 grams?
Yep.
Wow.
50 grams of carbohydrates a day, and that was it. Like, as far as carbohydrates go, then fats and protein was the rest of it. So he was on a severely limited carbohydrate diet.
Which is interesting, considering that all he did was cardio.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because that's, I mean, the combination of, it's people get themselves in these, like, beliefs, like, if I eat this, then I will lose this. If I do cycling, then I will get thin, because that's what they saw. And they don't understand, like, that will work for this amount of time. For maybe 3 months, it'll work. But then after those 3 months, you need to change it up every 3 to 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of the theory. I mean, if that's you, don't take this as a personal attack, but you need to start.
No, take it as a personal attack. No, get your head out of your butt and do something different.
Well, I mean, if you don't change after this point, after listening to this, then you're kind of moronic because then you're just denying the truth. But if they haven't heard it before, then, I mean, that's like someone coming and telling us.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, if you go and eat 50 grams of carbs and cycle, you're done.
Right, if that was you, or if you are a runner and all you do is run and you've lost a bunch of weight, but you still need to lose more, and you just go and run for the next 2 weeks.
I was really excited about starting to swim in the next month. But it is stinking cold outside.
It is really cold.
I know I'm kind of going on a tangent, but I was thinking about mixing it up.
It snowed around here.
Yeah, I know.
It never snows in the Bay Area.
It stayed on the ground.
Yeah.
That's how much it
snows. It's still on the ground. It's supposed to snow even more tomorrow.
But I was looking forward to after, like, this next cycle, I was going to, like, incorporate probably some more cardio.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like swimming so much if it's going to be this cold outside.
You just got to get one of those big swim parkas. Oh, and also,
global warming, not buying it.
It's, you know what they're trying to change it to now is climate change.
I don't buy it.
Because they tried to cram global warming down our throats for so long, and then like some places are really warm where it like.
Did you know that the Las Vegas ski resort has opened?
There's a ski resort?
Oh yeah, because it's cold enough at night in Vegas that they can make snow with the snow machines, so that they open the ski resort in Vegas from, awesome, like 7 o'clock at night till 7 in the morning. There's a ski resort in Las Vegas.
We need to go.
But yet, global warming.
Climate change, Tyler.
No.
Overall, if you just focus in it, like, it's... The bottom line is pollution. It's not about climate change.
The bottom line is just throw away your recyclables. Screw it all.
Right. So... if you guys...
I'm in a feisty mood.
Right. If you guys remember from our last podcast, we went through our own workouts leading up to Costa Rica.
Yeah, we're going and you're not.
Hey, you could... Tyler barely got invited to this trip.
Hey, I got invited and I'm committed. I'm good now.
Yep. So, if you remember, we broke it down into 3 week segments. We had our first segment, our first phase, second phase, and third phase.
Plus, first phase going for you. Day
actually,
three.
It's intense.
Mine's going.
Actually, I started really on Friday, too. So.
Okay.
Like, I've been going. I've just been kind of chugging through. I made up some London broil, which is a piece of.
I saw that.
And some quinoa, lentils.
Saw that as well.
And black beans in a crock pot.
I saw that.
And.
It smelled.
It's actually pretty good.
Tasty.
So that's going to be for this week, the primary base of my diet. Because I'm trying to stay as much away from wheat as possible and just base it on oats and quinoa as far as my grains go, and then green vegetables, beans, and meat.
Okay.
And protein shakes.
That's
the basis for my diet.
I got you.
So the reason we broke it up into 3 weeks.
Why is that?
Is because Tyler and I are pretty advanced, I'm going to say, with our training.
Well, let's just say we're trained professionals.
We're trained professionals, so our bodies are used to the typical methods of training. They're used to getting pounded. They're used to getting, you know, a lot of things thrown at them. So we need to consistently mix it up more so than the average person. So 3 to 4 weeks is the typical cycle. So since it was 9 weeks,
it worked out
perfectly.
To go three,
if it was,
three,
if it was 8 weeks, I probably would have done... a 2, a 3, and a 3.
Okay.
That would have just been me. So it's important to cycle your workout so your body doesn't get used to things. This whole thing, if you guys, I mean, we talked about it on our P90X review.
That we did.
The principle of adaptation. Tony Horton, he marketed it as muscle confusion. Muscle confusion, again, just to reiterate, is nothing new. Your body adapts nutritionally, and it adapts muscularly, too. So if you keep throwing the same input at it, it's going to... It's the law of diminishing gains. Or what's a... It's a business thing. You should know this.
I was zoning out. What did you say?
The law of, like, diminishing gains or something like that. And the more...
I don't know how you're trying to use that in a sentence is really my confusion.
Oh, well, if you put the same input in, you're not going to get a consistent output all times. And then there's a point where it starts leveling off, and that's the plateau that we're talking about. So our goal for you and your goal for you should be to get in front of the plateau and change things right before you plateau off.
Or if you felt like singing. Let's say you're probably, a lot of you might be plateauing right now, because that's, I find, is the most discouraging thing when people are like, oh, I've worked out for this week and I don't see any change. You've kind of maybe hit a plateau.
Right.
More than likely you have.
Hey, guess what? I already lost 5 pounds this week.
Really?
Yeah, between Saturday and yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a difference of me wearing my clothes, weighing myself, and me getting out of the hot tub weighing myself, but I was still soaking wet. And I was wearing workout stuff when I weighed it the first time, so.
Yeah, I could see that be. No. I mean, that one week that we did that extreme diet, we lost
10 pounds.
10 pounds in, like, 5 days.
Right. Which, again.
Don't
do it unless
you. And it wasn't like, if you're the really 5 pounds that you wanted to lose, too. It wasn't the 10 pounds. It was probably 5 pounds of what you really wanted to lose, and then 5 pounds of, like, water weight.
Right. Which, I was pounding water still, so. Mm-hmm. What were you saying, though? As far as
is that you're probably at a plateau, and it's probably this is when you need to mix it up,
right? So mixing it up for some people could be as easy as if you're a walker, go start walking uphill, add some incline to your walking, or if you're on a treadmill, if you're walking at 2%, up it to 3% or 5% and slow down your speed. If you are a runner, incorporate some sprints. I mean, just basic stuff. You can change things up within the already given input that you like.
It's not going to go from, oh, I was walking 3 miles every day to, oh, I should probably take up boxing.
Right. And the more advanced you get and the more conditioned your body gets, the more extreme the changes have to be. Like if you look at UFC fighters, they have to consistently change their input. Otherwise, they're going to get knocked out in the ring.
Oh, and that's pretty much for any athlete as well. A lot of athletes now, like a lot of football players, I've been hearing, on their off seasons will go train with the fighters because it's a different workout.
Right.
But it's a full body functional workout for the most part. Quote unquote functional.
Right, because
there's a gimmick functional too.
Right. And functional is kind of a played out word in our industry, which we don't need to get into right now. So the very basic, if you're not already mixing things up within the activity you like, that's the first step to do things in. And if you're just doing cardio or just doing weights, guess what? You have to add those in.
You get to mix it up or do both.
Yep. So if you're a consistent runner, like I know Tyler's mom loves to run.
Yes.
She's very into it. And she also does weights now, too, which she used to not do as much, right?
Debatable. I don't know. I haven't talked to her about it, but I know that she runs still every day.
Okay. But when she started adding weights, and I think she saw more results.
That is correct.
My mom, she started doing calinetics in addition to Pilates reformer exercises. And then that's when she saw gains as well, because she mixed it up.
What are calinetics?
Calinetics is, I don't really understand it, but it's method of exercise where you do short range pulses of the exercise and then you go into a lengthening of the muscle that you just worked. So if you were say for the quads, you'd squat down into a 3/4 squat and then you'd pulse in that
kind of
that squat.
Bounce.
Yeah, bounce. You'd go up and down within that area. So you're trying to use the muscle without letting any extra blood into it. So you're trying to deplete the muscle of its energy, and then you would go into like a kneeling stretch or something like that to stretch the quads out.
Okay.
So it's
It's just a word that people listening might not have known about. That
the funniest thing is the woman who invented it, I think her name is Callan or something like that. It's something with Caitlin or something like that.
Yeah.
She just put Callan Edix, you know?
No, just
that's kind of funny. She's like, I'm going to put Edix at the end of my name.
So there could be like Keon Edix.
Right.
Or Tyler Edix.
Right, or Endless Edix or something like that. Nice. Yeah. Okay, great. So we've covered the basic way to start mixing things up.
And yeah, it's kind of just the concept here is so often people go, okay, every day after, or I'll lift weights and then I'll get on the treadmill for 30 minutes and then I go home.
Right.
Okay, on the treadmill, do our, you know, the HIIT, the high intensity interval work training, where it's like minute on, minute off, minute on, minute off. That you'll see results from.
Right. Or, and when Tyler says off, he doesn't mean you're not running. It means,
oh, it
you're,
means you're jogging.
Right. Or even reverse it. Do your treadmill first, then do your weights in reverse. So you usually start with chest, then biceps, then back. Go back, biceps, then chest, or something like that.
It's just weird how the body reacts and knows what you're going to do.
Right.
Your body gets into a habit really, really easily. And that's why it's interesting to see when people start dieting right, how fast they'll lose it, because the body goes, oh, wow, we're now going to eat. I can burn off all this fat.
Right.
Oh, wow, we're now going to work out hard. I need to use more energy. Oh, right. Wow, we're working out harder than I used to.
Right. So those are some basic ways to do it. Yeah, and even, I mean, like we were saying, you can just reverse the order of an exercise. So you say usually, I mean, it's basic. So that's the simplest way to do it. As you get more advanced, you're going to need to mix it up more often. A fun way to do it, Tyler and I haven't done this yet, which is surprising, is exchange workouts with someone. So Tyler would just give me his workout that he's doing, and I would give him my workout that I'm doing, and we'd just go do it. Because Tyler and I work out in very different ways.
Very different.
And so it'd actually be kind of interesting to see how that would work. Or just go play basketball instead of running on the treadmill. Something simple like that.
And that will kick your butt. One day, Jared, the guy I work out with, my workout buddy, we were trying to do cardio and all the machines were taken up because they're remodeling and whatnot.
Right.
We went and got two basketballs and just literally, I just started running around like I was five. And I was like doing layups. And I would just, and I was drenched in sweat by the end of it. And so was he. So just mixing up for a little bit does a lot.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, just find things that you enjoy or things that you wouldn't normally do. Take a yoga class, take a Pilates class.
Not yoga, though.
I like yoga.
I'm joking. I don't care.
Okay. Regardless. Or take a spin class. Do something that you normally wouldn't do. So guys, that's mainly for you. And women, I would just go work out with your husband and just have him do with you what he normally does. Just to mix it up.
In the bedroom. Up top. Yeah.
You flinched so
hard. I wasn't sure what you were going to do.
So there's that. That's a good way to mix it up. And then guys, go work out with your girlfriend, your wife, whatever. And do what they would do. And just don't complain. Don't say, this sucks, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go do bench press. No. Screw that. Just go do something different. And, you know.
And it might get them excited that you're listening to them and doing something with them.
Right, and you might
get We're helping your marriage, too. By God, we're the best people in the world.
That's very true.
Helping relationships and your body.
Are you ready to go, Tyler?
I kind of have to go pee.
Oh.
And that's why I'm standing up. Okay. Because sitting down was doing something weird.
Want
to
go potty?
No, I'm fine. Let's keep going if we need to.
Okay, because we only got a couple minutes
left. Yeah, I know. I'm fine. Just standing up made it a lot better.
Now, let's talk about if someone's been lifting for, weights for a long time, and they've been mixing things up, and they're still at a plateau, what would you recommend they do?
I would first ask them in their weightlifting, what are they lifting? Like, what, or like, how?
Uh-huh.
So if they're doing, you know, this is extreme, whatever, but like 400-pound bench press, you know, 5 reps, 3 times, I'd be like, okay, well then let's do 200 at 15 reps for 3 times and do your same workout and let's see how you do.
Right.
And okay. I'd mix it up that way in just a changing between how many reps they're doing within their workout and the weights that they use.
I would completely agree with that. And I mean, the same principles that would apply for a beginner kind of apply for an advanced lifter. I definitely say there's more concern, but you have to be more specific with what you change. You can't just change the order anymore because your body's used to the movements. So instead of doing a barbell bench press, you go to a dumbbell bench press. Or instead of, you can go to a one-armed bench press with a dumbbell.
Those are fun.
Or you can, if you're doing power cleans, you can do a one-armed power clean. You just change things up. Or, you know what a lot of times happens, and we'll be talking about this tomorrow, is a lot of people overtrain, and they will be working and working and working so hard. I'm like, when was the last time you took a week just to rest and do stretching and whatever? What?
Huh? That's preposterous.
Exactly. So if that's you, and you've been working your butt off, and you've changed things up, and you've been going hard, and you still aren't seeing results,
take a week off.
Take a week and just do cardio, core, and maybe some yoga or stretching.
And not be at the gym longer than 45 minutes.
Yeah, unless you're doing sauna and...
I don't consider that gym.
Yeah. But so don't be on the workout floor.
Yeah, don't be on the workout floor for longer than 45 minutes.
If you take a yoga class, that is your... You just take the yoga class and then you go home. You don't spend any extra time on the cardio. You just do it. You're in, you're out. Don't... If you're... I find a lot of people, like our buddy, she's the hardcore chick that we know.
Oh.
Yeah. She's in the gym for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
This woman that we know. She's super hardcore. Love her. But
she's hardcore. Like, she scares me hardcore.
Yeah. Like, she wants to do this program called Insanity, which is like P90X, but supposedly insane. And she wants to do that. And she asked our recommendation. I said, probably not.
There was one thing she wanted to do where it was like, they turn off the lights and make you...
Oh, that's Krav Maga.
Oh, yeah. That was nuts. I was intrigued, but that scared me.
Yeah, no. And because, okay, we were at this wedding, and her husband were there, and she's talking about taking Krav Maga. Is that how you said Krav Maga?
Krav Maga.
Okay, whatever it is. It's a martial art where it's all based on instinct and reaction.
And basically, it's like 1-2 punch kills.
Right.
Like, it's not like mess around.
This is what the Israeli Special Defense Forces trains with.
Yeah.
And so, in the later levels of it, they're flashing lights and have smoke machines on, so you have no idea what's going on. And then they mess with you while you're doing, while that's going on.
Like, for
so,
your black belt training, they
exactly.
Turn off all the lights and then make, like, noises go off. And just, oh, yeah. Yeah. I was like, no thanks.
Her husband was like, the reason I don't want her to do that is... What if I come home late one night and I wake up dead? You know?
Yeah, like, the next day, I'm dead.
Right. So, because she, like, wakes up and boom! Just done.
Done. Out of there.
Yep. So, is there anything... I mean, this is, again, just a basic overview of the art of mixing it up. But if you haven't changed things in your workout in 6 weeks, at maximum 6 weeks,
yeah,
change things up tomorrow... Or today when you're listening to this. So if you're on the treadmill right now and you haven't lifted a weight...
Start sprinting!
Yep. Start sprinting! Or just go and do a circuit training through all the machines. And just go through all of them. If that's your basic... If that's where you are. If you've been doing the same weightlifting routine and you know your way around the gym, do a bunch of exercises that make you uncomfortable. For a lot of people, that's doing squats. For a lot of people, that's doing deadlifts. Or lunges. Muscles that you haven't worked in a long time. So, that's my recommendation.
I agree.
Great. So tomorrow we're talking about overtraining, right?
That we are.
And then Friday we're talking about bread.
Bread.
Bread. And then next week, again, email us your case, and we will take it into consideration for our case studies for next week. I think we said we're deciding on Thursday, but if you, something really good, send it to us at latest by probably Friday. And that's when we're going to start recording those.
Sounds good, sounds good.
Cool. Tyler, you go pee?
I'm going to go pee, but I'll leave you with this. Bug spray.
Bug spray.
Actually, no, I don't think bug spray counts. Let's go with tank tops.
Tank tops. All right, you guys have a great week.
Do
we'll
you
talk
even
to
know
you.
What I'm going
no,
with?
I don't really give a crap.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon. Peace. No.